Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Ayin Hey, mitzvah number 75, Shelo Ya'id Ba'al Aveira, that a Ba'al Aveira, someone who is pasul eidus, is not allowed to testify. So this might be he is not allowed to come, but also Bezdin is not allowed to accept his testimony. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Nekabel Eidus Ish Chote, Velo Na'aseh Bishvil Eiduso Shum Davar. We shouldn't accept his testimony, and even if he comes, Bezdin should not act based on that testimony. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in the second half of the Pasuk that we spoke about yesterday, the first half was Lo Sis Hashem Hashav, that was yesterday's mitzvah, and today, Al Tashis Yat don't place your hand with a Rasha to be an aid Hamas. And Chazal tell us in Masechah Sanhedrin in the Medrash, Al Tashes Rasha aid, Al Tashes Hamas aid. Don't place your hand with a Rasha or with a Hamas, someone else who wants to take other people's money, don't be involved with them. So it also means not to testify with them, but it's also on Bezdin not to act based on their testimony. Shorosh mitzvah zunigla, the Chinuch says, the shorosh of this mitzvah is obvious, as we're going to have a number of mitzvahs in this parsha. Yesterday's and the coming up mitzvahs related to legal laws. And it's clear, shekol misha al atzma lochas, v'lo yachosh al ma'isav aroim, v'lo yachosh al achim. If somebody is not trustworthy, he's not halachically competent, and not halachically ne'eman, so we're not going to trust him in any other area as well. It's a similar concept to chashud, even in terms of personal issues. If somebody is chashud in a certain area of law, he's chashud on kashrus, then he can't trust his ne'emanus on kashrus. So here, if he's a certain level of avarian, as we will see which type of avarian we're talking about, so he is included in this iser. So it's the shorish is nigla, and again, like the Minchas Chinuch said yesterday, this also might be included in the general halacha of dinim of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. If we say there are certain types of people who are not trustworthy, who are murderers, who are extreme personalities, then also even in a secular court, they might not be trustworthy. It could be, and they're like the Minchas Chinuch brought up yesterday, and therefore this might be also under the rubric of Dinim. Okay, v'yalkeinei roi lahamino davar midini ha-mitzvah. So the Sefer HaChinuch here takes the liberty of expanding a little bit in his discussion of Eidus. The Minchas Chinuch points this out in Os Aleph, that even though the Chinuch is about to list off the 10 psulim min ha-Torah, there are 10 categories of people that are pasul le'edus min ha-Torah. Not all of them are included in this iser. For example, we'll get to a woman is psula le'edus. If Bezdin accepts a woman, they don't violate this iser of al-tashiz yatchem rasha li'oseit chamas. She is pasul le'edus, but because some of them are included in this iser, so the chinuch takes the liberty in going through all of the isurim, because this is the first one related to the institution of Eidus. Just even before we get into the specific list, we're going to get to it later on, but it's important to mention now, and that is there a mitzvah to give Eidus? Is there a mitzvah to give testimony? If I know testimony on behalf of somebody else, is there a mitzvah to say that I know Reuven owes Shimon $100? Is there a mitzvah? So the answer is yes. The answer is yes. A pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. Because there's a karban that if I deny the testimony, and in that way I don't allow the person to get his money, I have to bring a karban shvuas ha'edus. Says the Chinuch, this is Kuf Chav Beis, but the Rambam also counts it, in mitzvahs I say Kuf Ayin Ches, but the Chinuch in Kuf Chav Beis says, mitzvahs edus, lahagid ho edus b'fnei hadayonim, b'chol mashin ideyu. It's a mitzvah to testify and give edus in front of the judges, everything that I know. Bein she is chayiv be'edus misa, o mamon hamuad alav, whether I could be mechayiv the guy misa or mamon, o shaya basalasa, or I'm going to save mamon or nafsho, in either direction, prosecution or defense, that's a mitzvah asay da'araisa. And then there's a chilek between mamonis and nefashas. Maybe by mamonis you don't have to go unless somebody is tovea you. By nefashas you have to go even if there is no tviya. Kedei lava'er hara ulahafrish b'nei adam yisr. But this is clear mitzvah of edus. The Rambam counts it, and the Chinuch counts it as a mitzvah asay da'araisa. Interesting, the Ramban in Kuntres Dina Degarmi has a different source. The Ramban, we know that the Ramban, besides writing commentary on many Masechtas and Shas, he has a separate sefer called Kuntres Dina Degarmi, where he goes through all the cases in Shas which relate to the Sugya of Garmi. So we know there are three ways to damage somebody. Either directly, I take a baseball bat and I smash somebody's property. That's Maisa Yashir. I'm Chayev. That's Hezek. Then there is Grama, totally indirect. And in that type of case where it's totally grumma, I am potter. Grumma, but he's not going to potter, the Gemara says. And then there's somewhere in the middle. That's called garmi. What does somewhere in the middle mean? I take somebody's shtar that says that Reuven owes you $100 and I burn it. So did I destroy your property? No, but I destroyed your raya. That's an example of garmi, among other examples the Gemara gives. So the question is, there are many cases in the Gemara that some of them are putter, and the Ramban goes through every single case in Shas that relates, and he says, why aren't you putter here? Why aren't you chayv here? Why isn't this garmi? Why isn't that garmi? So some might say it's a machlokas. The Rambam never quotes garmi. The Rambam never quotes garmi. Some achronim say maybe the Rambam doesn't hold of garmi. Doesn't hold to the principle of Garmi. There's no chilik between Grum and Garmi according to the Rambam. He never quotes it. Tosfos says in one place in Baba Basra that maybe Garmi is only Chayiv Midrabanan. But Rov Rishonim assume that it's a Din D'Oraisa. You have these categories. And the Ramban is of that view. And therefore he goes through every case. He goes through why, if all the cases in the sixth parak in Baba Kama, Kovit Komaso Shel Chavero, there's a fire on the way and I put something in front of my friend's property in front of the fire, I'm Potter. Why am I Potter? Go, why isn't that garmi? He goes through every case. But one of the cases that he goes through is Hayodeya Edis Bechaveiro Ve'enu Meilbo. If I know testimony for my friend and I don't testify. So the Gemara says, you're Potter, you're only Chayav Dinei Shamayim. So the Gemara says, what I mean, Ibachad Belachud, if you only one aid, they didn't do anything. Right? Because you wouldn't have been able to be Mechayav anyway. Says the Ramban, Shrei Nami Miftari, but even two, you'd be putter. So why would you be putter? Aren't you causing him a loss by not testifying? Here's the important line of the Ramban for us. The time of Demilsa. Da'af sha'af hu eino chayiv lahaid lo ela midin gemilas chasadim. Shechiva Torah lahaid. V'imro lo ratza l'kayim osa mitzvah eimen adin l'chayiv mamon. Says the Ramban, you know where the chiyiv hagadah this comes from? He doesn't count it as separate asei daraisa. The Ramban says it's gemilas chesed. It's chesed to get the guy's money. And therefore, if you don't do the chesed, okay, but we're not going to be mechayev you money, unlike other cases, which is more medina. That's why the Ramban says it's not garmi, but along the lines, we learned an important way of how the Ramban looks at the mitzvah of edus. Okay, so that's just background to this mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah to give edus, but there are 10 categories of people that are pasul from giving edus. So medina ha-mitzvah, says the Sefer Chinuch now, Masha Amruzal, Sha'asara Heim Apsulim Edus Min HaTorah. There are 10 types of people that are pasul Min HaTorah ve'elu hein. And the first one on the list is Nashim, women. Women are psula le'edus min HaTorah. Why? Ultimately, Xeris HaKasiv. There might be reasons given by some of the Rishonim, but ultimately, V'amdu Shnei Anashim. The Gemara says in Shuas Tav Lamed, Anashim velo Nashim. They are excluded. There is, though, a discussion in Lamdus. How do we view a woman who comes to Beis Din and wants to be an aide? There is a two basic understandings for all psulei edus. The Rush in Makos quotes the Ravid in Paragalef Simen Yud Gimel that there are two types of psulei edus, and that is somebody who is psul edus, or says the Ravid, there's someone who's not even an aide. He's not a psul aide. He's not an aide. L'may nafkamina, if he comes with the rest of the group. We know there's a principle of nimsa echad karav apostle, edus matela. If somebody's in a group and one aid is found to be apostle, we throw them all out. Nimsa echad karav apostle. So the Ravid is mechalek there in Makos, quoted in the Rush in the first parak, between different types of psulim. Says the Ravid, shekal eda shebatla miksasa machmas psul kurva batla kula. If there's a relative inside, so you throw the whole thing out, because one's apostle, so you throw them all out. But the Hada Adam Aram Kalar Vaitzal Aso Veda the Mesa Maspo Rasha, Hainodavka Kishameral Atzmo, Shainza Eidos Klau. What if the Baal Dover himself comes? So that's not Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle. Why? Because the Baal Dover, says the Ravid, is not apostle aid. He doesn't have a shame aid. Doesn't have a shame aid at all. Kami Shaino Dami. Shain Adam Nikola Atzmo Aid Pusl Kadesha Nomar Aid Shabad Basazabat Lakula. Either way, what comes out of that Ravid, there's important nafgaminas in terms of how you read a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud. What comes out of the Ravid is that there are two types of, in Lumdis, two ways to look at people who we don't accept testimony from them. Are they Pasal Edim, or are they not Edim at all? So by every Pasal person, you have to ask, so which is it? Is this an Aid Pasal, or is this not even an Aid? There is a Tumim that is quoted, Tumim Simon Lamed Vav, Rabbi Yonasan Ivich, it says, he thinks that the six people, Eved Isha Akam, Chereshot Vakatan, those six people, none of them have a shame aid. They're not a psulim, they're not a shame at all. Again, Chereshot Vakatan, Eved Isha Akam. But it's not so simple. Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishima Shiurim in Shvuas, on the first page of Chelek Beis, he thinks it's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, how do you view Isha? whether Isha is a pasul eid or not an eid at all. After all, we know there are some eduyos that a woman is kosher for, right? Eidus Isha, for example, the end of Masechus Yevamos. So the Rav asks, Haim nifselas hi bepsul eidus da alma kakaro varasha o shehi mufkaas legamre mimaisa hagodas eidus nafkamina tia bekach epekat eidus shenim seis b'neim Isha. That's the nafkamina. So he quotes and he says, maybe this is what's behind Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yeridea in Sibin Reish Chav Ches discusses, what about for Hataras Nadarim? We do Hataras Nadarim nowadays, and we do it with a bunch of people, we do it with Krovim, and we do it with psulim. What about a woman? Could a woman be mater neder? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says no. Only a karev who is kosher b'makam acher. Mashein came by an isha psul haguf. So Rav Salvechik says maybe what's behind that Rabbi Kiva Eger? This lamdus. In isha is a psul haguf. She's not an eid at all. Mashein came by a karev is an eid pasul. My nafkamina in a case where you can accept testimony inside. That's what he thinks, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he quotes a Tosfos that also he thinks that way. But he says if you look in the Rambam puts Isha along with all the other psulim. So he thinks maybe the Rambam holds that an Isha is a pasul, but not a hafkaas shame aid. Either way, that's the first one on the list. Isha is the first one on the list. One other discussion in the Rishonim related to Isha, Tosfos asked this in four places in Shas, and that is, well, we know, usually the rule is, Eidus and Din go together. Kol shepasul lahad pasul ladin, v'chulu v'chulu. So the question is, what about Devorah? Devorah, who is Shofetes, Perek Dalet and Shoftim. So all Bali Tosfos all over say, so how could she be Shofetes? How could she judge? She's a pasul eid, she's a pasul dayan. So various answers given in the Rishonim. One answer is maybe she wasn't really a Shofetes, maybe she was really just taught them. She was Milamedes. As one Tosfos in Nida, Tosfos in Baba Kama. Tosfos in Baba Kama, though Tesvav gives another answer. Maybe it was based on the Shechina. Right, Horasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to allow them. Horasha asks the Maritz Chayas on the Tosfos and Baba Kama Tef Tesvav, Horasha, don't we know the usual rule is Lo Bashamayim Hi? What do you mean against Halacha? The Gemara Ba Metzia Nun Tes, we know the famous Gemara, Rabbi Elazar is having an argument, Tanur Shalachnoi, if I'm right, the water is going to prove me right, and the tree is going to prove me right. We mentioned this before. And the walls of the Beis Medrash, so Rabbi Yeshua gets up and says, even after a baskol, Lo Bashamayim Hi. So Lo Bashamayim Hi, say, ask the Maritz Chayas. What do you mean, Al Pi Ashchina? A woman is pasul eidus. It's against Halacha. How can you say this? So the answer is, could still be Harashah. We find many Harashahs, right? Eliyahu Bahara Karmel. Many Harashahs. But the Maritz Chayas is still bothered by it. So the Maritz Chayas thinks that, you know, maybe it's just Talui on the fact that maybe you could explain to us that it was like Kiblu Aleihem. We know the Gemishna Sanhedrin says that I can be Makabal of my father to be my aid. My father-in-law to be my aid. To be my dayan. So maybe that was Kiblu Aleihem. But Yisrael, Alpia Shechina, because they saw how great she was, they accepted her as a dayan. So maybe that's what it is. But again, this is a huge topic about Lo Bashamayim Hi. Do we ever rely on heaven, heavenly intervention, or versus rabbinic autonomy? Because we do find this week's Parsha, Urim Tumim. Urim Tumim, sometimes when we have some questions of national import, so we do ask the Urim Tumim, who should do this, who should do that, so is that, Lo Bashamayim Hi, how could he ask any kashas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there might be certain exceptions, if there's something national related, if it's more advice, more than halacha. So that's a topic that hopefully we'll get back to soon. You let a paskin based on a dream, you let a paskin based on a simim and a shamayim. There's a big sugya that that is discussed. Just quote, there's a Hagos HaShri in Avodah Zarah. Hagos HaShri says there was a certain type of a fish named the barbuta fish. And they didn't know if it was kosher or not, something that's not so clear to know whether a fish has scales and fins. So the Hagos HaShri quotes that, I'll give you the marker if you want to look it up, the Hagos HaShri, see, I think it's in the second parak of Avodah Zarah. And he quotes there, I'll give it to you, the Arzarua also has, the Arzarua in Avodah Zarah and Chelek Beis, he quotes this from L'maisa Nishal, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbi Yitzchak, Regensburg. Pamachas Hitro Osamu Baba Laila, one time he matured this type of fish, he said it was mutter. And that night he had a dream, and in the dream he was a waiter, and he was serving people shrutzim. And they started getting angry at him. And they said, what do you mean? What's the problem? He says, you will matter these shrutzim. And he woke up and he's like, oh! And he took back his psak. So they bring that as a raya. How can you take back the psak? So you're not allowed to paskin based on heavenly intervention, based on a dream. Okay, but either way, that is the Maritz Chayas' kasha on our Tosfos about Devorah. And he answers, maybe Kiblu Alayu. Anyway, that is all the first, The first psul, the first of 10 listed here. So Isha, Nashim, Avadim. Avadim are excluded. And Eved Kenani is excluded from Din. Interesting, the Chinuch only mentions Eved Kenani. He does not mention Goy. Does not mention Goy. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in O's Beis, the Minchas Chinuch here goes through every one of the psulim. So he talks about Goy, and he quotes, it's really Machlokas Rishonim, whether a Goy is excluded. D'oraisa. The Rambam quotes it based on a Kal Vachomer. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Tez Dalid, says, if an Eved is possible midaraisa, Kal Vachomer l'goyim. Im avadim shehin b'mitzvahs mitzvahs psulim, agoyim l'kol shekein. And Eved Kenani is chayv in some mitzvahs, and yet he's excluded because he's partially not Jewish, an Eved Kenani, Kol Shekein Goy, who is totally mufka from mitzvos. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch suggests, why did the Chinuch leave it out? Maybe he passes like the other Rishonim, that maybe his Goy is only possible midarabanan. What is a pasuk? You got to work that out. Can an Eved Kenani be pasul daraisa while a goy is pasul drabanan? So you have to work out. So if somebody's already almost in the parsha, then we hold them to the higher standard of chayiv and mitzvahs. But if it's a goy, so maybe this chayiv daraisa is only pasul drabanan because of chashash sheker. Either way, but that is possibly why the chinuch left it out. Right? That is the minchas chinuch's ha'ara. So you have nashim, avadim, ktanim, chereshim, ktanim. I'm sorry, ktanim. So ktanim are excluded. The Rambam says, Beferish, even a very smart katan. What if you have a very precocious child who's a genius? Says the Rambam, it doesn't matter. Halacha zayin, tez zayin, ktanim psulim leidus mena Torah. Anashim alok ktanim. Afilo haya hakatan navon v'chacham. Harayu pasul hashi avish di Cyrus. We have to wait until the chacham, till the katan is a gadol. Right, it's got to be 13 years old. And that's the only time. And the assumption is, as we mentioned many times, we probably would not check for Cyrus here, unless we really wanted to testify. We usually rely on Chazaka Darabah. Chazaka Darabah is Rabbi Maseches Nida says that once a child turns 13 years old, we don't have to check for physical maturity. We could assume there is, even without checking, and that's good enough for Dinim Darabanan. We would allow it for, even though we wouldn't allow for Dinim Daraisa. That's why a child is allowed a lane, a child is allowed to count for a minion, to be a mezumin, because those are all Dinim Darabanan. But for Daraisa, for example, Parsha Zachar, we generally would not let the cotton lane unless we know for sure. But generally the minhag is not to. So what about this case? So Lechora, in this case, Chazaka Daraba would not be good enough. First, this is a din d'araisa, therefore we would have to know for sure by a katan. So, nashim avadim ktanim, chereshim shotim, other people. By the way, all these people, the chinuch talks about this, but we haven't gotten to the mitzvah yet. These aren't included in the specific mitzvah. Shotim sumin, somebody who's blind in both eyes. Rishaim, there we are. Rishaim are included in this isser. That's this isser, shlo yoed balaveira. Who is a rasha? What's the category of a Rasha? Not somebody just people call a Rasha. So the Rambam, and the Chinuch quote, Minchas Chinuch quotes this in, where he talks about Rishayim, in O Zayin. He says there are two types of Rishayim. This is based on the Rambam in Hilchas Eidos, in Perak Yud. The Rambam says, two types of Rishayim. Rasha number one is somebody who does an Avera consistently that is Chayiv Malkus, or worse. Meaning I constantly eat treif. I constantly, wear shatnas. Right, anything that's chayiv malchus or worse, meaning misas bezdin and kares and chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. That's the first type of avera. Ezu rasha kosha avra avera shechayiv al malchus, or is it rasha l'pasul la'edus? Shere Torah karel l'muchuyim malchus rasha, because the Torah calls him a rasha. V'hayim binakos a rasha. V'in sarach lomer l'muchuyim misas bezdin shu pasul. Fine. But then there's a second type. That is what we call a rasha dechamas. Somebody who is a rasha who violates averis having to do with money. He's a ganav. He's a gazlan. He is somebody who doesn't pay his workers. Any type of person takes money, people's money without permission. So that type, that's yachai malchus in those cases, because they're all lavadita glaseis to give back the money. But still, that is the second category of a person who is a rasha who's pasalei. Just because we don't trust him. If he takes other people's money, we're not going to trust him about giving testimony regarding other people. So those are the two types of rishaim who are pasalei. Continuing now. Anashim ha-bezuyin b'yoser, says the chinuch, people who are very, very lowly. Bezuyin b'yoser. So the Minchas Chinuch points out at the end, in Os, Ole, at the end on the bezuyin, this is a psul d'rabanan. So now this is very interesting. Is the chinuch including psulim d'rabanan in this iser? Or is he just quoting it because he's quoting all the psulim? So that is also unclear how much the chinuch is just listing and how much he is including. Vikrovim and relatives, vinogin be'edas, and anybody who has a vested interest in the case. Hare elu asara. These are all the 10 psulim that are not acceptable in court. Vitumtum androgynous, bechal nashim, and then he quotes tumtum androgynous, people who have ambiguous genitalia. You don't know if he's a man or a woman, or he has both. That's tumtum and androgynous. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph talks about that they were machmir in both ways. We don't accept their testimony, but let's say somebody's about to be put to death, and a tumtum or an androgynous comes and says, no, 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 we have a schus, and they're made that he's innocent, we would not put the guy to death. So we wouldn't just totally reject them out of court. They're safek isha, safek ish. So we would be machmir in both directions. We wouldn't accept their testimony, but if they're machish, so then we would accept it at least to stall the case. And he quotes others as well here. Skip a couple of lines. Next page. V'chein mashamru zecharnu lebracha. Ezeo nikra rasha s'pasol min ha-Torah. V'ezeo rasha s'pasol min devrayim. They're psulim daraisa. They're psulim drabanan. Who's a pasol min drabanan? Going over on gezel shel devrayim. Right, that's the famous case of gezel drabanan, which is mesachi b'kuvya. The dice players, the gamblers. She'en lo umnes elohu. We've spoken about that in the past. The big issue of gambling. You know, the Yoma. Yesterday was the Super Bowl. Right, so the most gambled on day of the year. But that's also puzzle edus, without getting into any of the details right now. Mafricha yona b'yisha, the pigeon racers, includes all the dinim, the Rishayim d'Araisa, and Rishayim d'Arabanan, he lists off here. So this is all these people are included in this mitzvah. Just one other ha'ara, as he continues and says, v'ha'pasol d'Arabanan edusakai, v'ezu itshuva machziru l'kashruso, and what is the tshuva? If somebody's in this category, how does he get out of this category? So he says, look over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Hei. Right, so if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin there, the Gemara says, let's say a Ganef or a Gazlan or any of these Rishonim, how does he do tshuva? So the Gemara and the Rambam quotes as Inuchas Edus, does not just say he gives back the money, but it's that he changes his entire way of living his life. The places which he frequents, and his lifestyle, what he does in his free time. He takes the cards that he used to use, and not only does he not use them, but he breaks them, and he throws them out. Rav Soloveitchik in Ala Tshuva talks about this on page 21, 22, and 23. There's a difference between leaving the chait and leaving the derech ha-chait, derech ha-ta'im. He says, because to do tshuva for these types of people, once a person becomes pasul la'edus, pasul la'edus is a status. It's not just that I did an avera which I have to do tshuva for. It's a status. As the Rav says, a chait isn't just mechayiv me, but it's metame me. It impurifies me. And even if I could get rid of the chiyuv, I could give back the money, but I myself, I've achieved a status by violating. And because I've achieved the status, how do I get rid of the status? So I have to go to the other extreme and change the entire, my entire lifestyle. And that's why he says, shnei mini prishas yesh, achas prisha min achait, vashen is prisha miderech chataim. And only after I get out of derech chataim, am I going to become kasha le'edus again. That's the secret of the Gemara. Not just giving the money back, but what the Rav calls, not just kapara, but also tahara. And that's how a person leaves the status of being a balavera so that he could be accepted in court. And the Chinuch says at the end, again, this mitzvah applies always, only by men, because they are the ones that accept the testimony. If Bezin accepts the testimony, over a lav, they violate, they look on a lav zamp, but they don't get malchus for this, as we know, lafishembo maisa. Because there's no maisa. You know, they're just accepting testimony. And even if they did a maisa, they acted based on it, still, it can be returned, and therefore, the money can be returned, and therefore, ain't lokin alav. Okay, we'll stop here with mitzvah 75. Hashem will continue tomorrow with the next mitzvah related to Bezdin.